You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess an honorary D.O. in otology and an enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents had to decide between Ben Casey and James Kildare to cure their TV viewing pangs. From the Latin, I teach. For nearly a millennium, it is a title bestowed on those that achieve the highest extremum of their studied field, whether they are of the medical, academic, honorary, or fictional variety, or just plain good what they do. They have names like Salk, Einstein, Franklin, Manhattan, Irving, and Mayo, Moog, Colbert, Frankenstein, and Severinsen. In rock and rhythm, these titular overachievers were an oft-examined musical subject, and sometimes the artists themselves held the title, if for nothing more than the dues they paid to earn it. The doctor is in the house on the Rock and Rhythm Review, and I've written a sonic prescription that'll cure what ails ya. Doc Starks and the Knight Riders, the $5, B.B. King, the Crows, Dr. Ross, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, Stomp Gordon, and Buster Brown.
What's up, Doc?
A doctor of forensic musicology is needed to figure out this tune's lineage from Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. Recorded in 1962, Dr. Lover may be the same Doc found on the album The 1963 Sound of Hank Ballard, but the out-of-print LP has never been reissued. There is also a 1965 single titled Dr. Love, again out of print and never reissued. So how do those two compare with a Dr. Lover from the King Records R&B box set with its low notation, rare version? I can't say.
I can heal the sick. I can raise the dead. I can make an insane woman come back to her normal head. Call me Dr. Lover, baby. And I ain't never, never, never lost a case. Well, when things go wrong, baby, call on me and I'll put a smile on your face. Dying bed. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they tell me this woman was lying, was lying on her dying bed. Well, in her last few words she said, they told me this woman was being put in her grave. The doctor said she died of old age. The man said ashes to ashes and dust to dust. But when I walked up, that woman stood up and made all kind of fuss. Call me Dr. Lover, babe. And I ain't never, never, never lost a case. Well, when things go wrong, babe, call on me and I'll put a smile on your face.
Dr. Howard. Dr. Fine. Dr. Howard.
Isaiah Ross, a.k.a. Dr. Ross, earned his degree in harp, although carrying a medical bag with a harmonica in it doesn't typically earn a doctorate in music. Certainly Doc's years on the road earned him that honor. Originally cut in 1951 at Sun Studios for the Chess label, Ross returned in 1954 to re-record this unreleased version, draped in the trademark Sun Slapback Echo. Dr. Ross's Boogie.
Alright, let's beat that boogie out, man. Keep on knocking. Knock me out one time. I don't believe you can do that. That's what I'm talking about. Play until I go crazy. Yeah. Let me blow it for you now.
Psychologists call it having an overly compliant personality, and Detroit's The $5 would comply with that diagnosis. Signed to the Fortune label, the compliant vocal group were shanghaied by singer Andre Williams, whom, along with Fortune's owners, conspired to consign the group to pseudonymic backup vocals as the Don Juans, and rarely releasing 45s under their monetary moniker. Although The $5 would later sum up their time at Fortune as unfortunate, at least it's fortunate we have 1955's Dr. Baby.
Well, I had a call.
Did it. All right, now you can go.
Bye-bye, you doctor, baby. The doctor, baby.
tooth. The watch was running high. When I got through drill,
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
You're a healer. There's a patient. That's an order.
Perhaps if blues singer Peter, aka Dr. Clayton, were a real doctor, he could have saved himself from an early demise due to a regiment of alcohol and inadequate Chicago winter protection. The doctor left behind a scant 30 or so recordings, including the 1946 tune, I Need My Baby, which was revised in 1960 by acolyte B.B. King as Walkin' Dr. Bill.
I have one question, Dr. Frankenstein.
That's Frankenstein.
In 1953, Indiana's Dr. Alfred Kinsey published his controversial report, Sexual Behavior in the Human Female. For many, including 88 Ace and blues shouter Archie Stomp Gordon, it would prove quite the musical muse that year. Stomp was a podiatrist's dream, earning his nickname from his show-stopping gimmick of spanking the planks with his toes, and although Stomp had the chops, hard living took him at the age of 31, a mere 17 months after the good old Doc. What's her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey?
Why Mary is contrary, well, I guess I'll never know. What is her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? Please explain it so I'll see. Well, I only read 6 chapters, and the doggone thing is sure confusing me. I had a gal named Mabel, she used to call me her hun, but since your book came out, old Mabel always carries a gun. What is her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? Won't you tell me if you could? Why, she ain't behaving the way your book says she should. But now that she's read the Kinsey Report, Bo Peep has lost her sheep. What is her whimsy, Dr. Kinsey? Please explain it so I'll see. How did you do, doggone? Well, this book is killing me.
We don't need you, not as a doctor.
Oh, no?
You like to see just how fast I can put you in a hospital?
Buster Brown had a brief 3-year chart-making stint for the Fire label before a shot with Chess and eventual obscurity. A remarkable thing for a nearly 50-year-old harpist whose ebullience outweighed his skill. And judging by this 1959 tune, it appears Brown earned a doctorate in sexology somewhere in those 50 years. Dr. Brown.
No pill.
Doctor?
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 And doctor. Well, we miss anyone?
Vocal group The Crows scored their biggest hit in 1953 with G. That same year, someone should have called a shrink when The Crows thought the arcane 1950 tune, Chief, Turn the Hose on Me, by the Captans, should be reworked into the aptly titled Call a Doctor. However, the real madness afflicted Rama label owner George Goldner when he confusingly slapped The Jewels as the label artist on West Coast only 45s.
Call the doctor, fire department, yes, she turned hose on me, well, call the doctor, fire department, oh, she turned hose on me, and I lost my baby, I'm blue as I can be, yes, call the doctor, fire department, yes, she turned hose on me, well, call the doctor, fire department, oh, she turned hose on me, and I lost my baby, I'm blue as I can be. Well, my baby she told me, yes, my love was growing cold. Oh, my baby she told me, yes, my love was growing cold. I lost my baby, I'm blue as I can be.
Well, my baby knocked upon the door. She put arms around me and I fell upon the floor. Call the doctor,
call the doctor,
fire department,
she turned hose on me.
And I lost my baby, I'm blue as I can be.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Dr. Ronald Andrews. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com.
Oh, this is Dr. Hugo Z. Heckenbusch, your new chief of staff.
Where did you get your training as a physician?
Oh, well, to begin with, I took 4 years at Vassar.
Vassar? But that's a girls' college.
I found that out the third year. I'd have been there yet, but I went out for the swimming team.
Galloping out of Philadelphia, Doc Starks and the Knight Riders were a loose outfit of session aces and solo artists. Starks, a session bassist, guitarist Harry Crafton cut singles for Gotham. Van, piano man Walls, was an 88 ace for much of Atlantic Records' early 50s sessions, and vocalist Melvin Smith, a solo act on RCA. In 1954, Doc penned a tune in which Smith sounds like he needs an otolaryngologist, Dr. Velvet.
He's got bruises, hurt, black dust, and mojo. Don't let him sprinkle that stuff all around your door.
Take heed, all you cats that don't believe.
Well, I don't believe.
I've got gooey dust up my sleeve.
Oh, you yeah.
I can cure your bruise from your head to your toe.
Yeah.
Sprinkle that stuff all around your door.
He's got bruises, hurt, black dust, and mojo. Don't let him sprinkle that stuff all around your door.
If your girl's done something to make you weep,
he's done everything.
Well, it's I, Dr. Velvet, the Joe Gal.
Oh, you the one.
I bet you one.